Well, Bob, your question today comes from Mary, who writes, I really enjoy sparkling wine, but I still haven't figured out what the word brut means. Help me, Bob.
It's one of those French terms that doesn't translate easily into English, Mary, but it means crude or raw. Okay? Like we refer to some guy who's a brute. They're kind of crude, kind of raw. Okay? And just kind of think of that. But it what it really refers to is that the wine has almost all of its residual sugar fermented out. So it's dry.
It's dry.
Okay? Now, there are gradations after that, which are extra brut, which is even drier. And then one called nature, N-A-T-U-R, which means absolutely no residual sugar at all. What brut champagne has is probably, I don't want to get geeky on here, up to about 15 grams per liter, not a whole lot of residual sugar to it. It feels dry. You know it's dry, but that little bit of residual sugar in a brut champagne gives it a nice mouth-coating feel, okay? It's, you know, we could spend a couple hours talking about champagne, but champagne goes through two fermentations, the one to change grape juice into wine and one to change still wine without bubbles into sparkling wine with bubbles. And at the end of that process, you can add a little dosage or dose of a little liquid made from that wine and a little residual sugar. And so the producer actually can control how much residual sugar is in that. And most all the champagne we drink is brut, all right? But they can be drier. They can be sweeter, too.
A very, very smart person in my life once said, there's no such thing as a bad wine as long as there's sangria in the world. Is that when you talked about that process of, you know, first you have to make the wine and then you have to put the bubbles in the wine, does that mean that maybe that wine wasn't good enough to put on the shelf as wine and so they turned it into champagne or sparkling wine as we know it?
On the contrary, great champagne is made from the most meticulously tutored, raised, and matured wines out there, because it's so delicate.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of Planck bubbles out there because there are a lot of ways to get the bubbles in the bottle. The best method is the classic champagne method, where the bottle gets its bubbles from within that bottle. You don't buzz it with CO2. Those are from a fermentation that happens in this bottle. A long, several-year process, and it's magnificent. Love you.